Now time for our Royal Valley Locker Room Chat here tonight on KNZA. I'm Brandon Tamman, and we got Panthers head football coach, that is David Boucher, joining us. Brought to you by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Practice. Royal Valley getting set for a District 4 Big 7 tilt coming up on Friday against Holton. We'll talk about that matchup in just a little bit. But, you know, Coach, we go back to last week, a very good matchup with Riley County, a game you had a touchdown lead at the break, but just simply can't hold it. You know, Riley County, they rally back and were able to get the win. That was a 20-13 final. Again, seemed like a very good ball game to watch and be a part of. Just kind of take us back to that one a little bit and how it transpired.
Well, it's an excellent football game between two good teams and battling out. And you know, they got us at home last year and they returned most of their players. And it seems like a common theme this year that, you know, that we might lose, but the improvement is there and evident for everybody to see. And you know, they said they returned a lot, and it was a great football game. Our kids really battled, and Riley County really battled. You got to understand, like, this is the second time. This game was the third straight game that Riley County scored in the last minute or last 2 minutes of the fourth quarter. You know, they're a team that will never quit and are well coached, and they're tough to beat. You got to just keep going.
You know, the stats from the game are just eerily similar. You know, you guys run 67 plays, they run 61. You guys actually finished with more yards in the game, 297 to 274. Most of yours was on the ground. They had a little bit more mix of run and pass. You guys were able to convert 54% of your third downs. I know the fourth down conversions weren't there, 0 for 4. That certainly doesn't help the cause. But, you know, and then Riley County, they even still had 3 turnovers. So you kind of look at the stats and you kind of see one way or the other. But what would you say is the ultimate deciding factor in that game?
There's a lot of things. They scored on fourth down to go their second touchdown to go at 14-13. You know, so there's one of their two fourth down conversions on the goal line. They went 4 for 11 on third downs, which is worse than our 54%. It's one thing. We consistently stop our own drives with penalties, and that's been a theme for our year, and that's something we consistently work on, whether it's holding calls or whether it's just pre-snap penalties for no reason that we can control, and different things like that. I think it really just comes down to beating ourselves and having too many penalties. I think we had 8 or 9 penalties, and that just can't happen.
Royal Valley football coach David Boucher joining us. They get a matchup with Holton on Friday. We'll talk about that matchup when we come back right here on KNZA. We continue our conversation with Royal Valley football coach, that is David Boucher, presented by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Practice, Panthers, and Wildcats coming up on Friday night. Big 7 District 4 matchup in Class 3A. We'll talk about that in just a moment. But, Coach, we're at the halfway point here in the regular season, getting set to start this back half stretch. You know, 4 games in, you know, you sit here at 1-3, your team has certainly been competitive. You know, what's just kind of the takeaway from the first half of the season?
I think the major takeaway is we've got great kids. We've got great kids and a great community that have worked extremely hard to get us where we are. And we're consistently growing. We're just not there through our first 4 games, but we learn a lot about ourselves. We're a team that's a top 10 rushing team in 3A. We're a 20th ranked offense in 3A. We're a top 20 defense in 3A, and we're there with that's with playing Nemaw week 2, and then high quality team that beat us up pretty good, and we still are throwing up some solid statistics. But at the end of the day, we just we're 3 plays away from being 3-1, maybe 2 plays being away from being 3-1, which is crazy to think about that's. That's the margins we're playing with. But when you play in the Big 7, you play a tough non-conference schedule with Riley County, and the difference between winning and losing is razor thin. So we got to make sure we button down here and focus on the little things like penalties and things that we can control, our effort, our attitude, our response when things go wrong. And I think that's maybe one of the best things we've done. Whether it's in a win versus Riverside, and we fumbled the opening kickoff of the second half, and then The kid who fumbled was the one who defended the vertical pass on the first down play, the very next play. You know, we have a bad punt, you know, that hits an up back to start the first play of the fourth quarter against Riley County, and it's the up back who got hit by that punt who gets a sack on first down and then gets a sack fumble that causes a fumble on the second down that we get the ball back versus Riley County. So our response to adversity has been really, really solid, and I can't wait to watch it this Friday.
Well, let's talk about the second half of the season. It opens up Friday. Always a tough place to play when you got to go to Houlton. And, you know, Houlton's starting to find themselves a little bit. You know, they had to play Nemaha and Sabetha in their first two games, but they've bounced back with wins. Hiawatha week three, Perry LeCompton last week, 32-12. Again, just starting to find a rhythm a little bit with some new faces on both sides of the ball. But, you know, what's the early assessment here for the 2023 Wildcats that you're going to see?
It's still a high-quality football team, you know, that's coached really well. And, you know, Brooks and I have a long history, and it's why we run the same offense, because we learned from the same person. I think I talk about that every year. They have to replace almost every starter on offense and defense, and their kickers and their punters and all everything else. And they're finding themselves. And, you know, the thing that I find is that they start fast, and every game they start fast. You know, that, you know, 32-12 versus Perry LeCompton, but that game was 24-0 in the first quarter. And so Perry LeCompton beat them in the last three quarters, you know, but they just, you know, they get off the bus fast. And so we have to get off the bus and get ready to go and match their intensity from the get.
Well, give us a few keys. What's it going to take to get a win on the road? You know, obviously a big district matchup, a league game as well, but you say get off the bus and get going quick. What are some other keys for Friday?
Again, it's what we've been talking about. So you got to take care of the ball, and we got to monitor our own penalties and the things that we can control. Big plays are huge. You know, we gave up against Riley County. We gave up four plays for 115 yards and a touchdown. You take those away, the other 57 plays that they had, they only averaged 2 yards a play, including passing, rushing, doesn't matter, 2 yards of total offensive play, and that's really good defense. But you can't give up 115 yards and a touchdown in four separate plays beyond, you know, other than those 57. So we have to make Houlton drive the ball. The more often we do that, the better we're going to do. And on the other side, if we can get some big plays and pop a few and execute, and that comes from blocking with effort, that comes with bringing intensity and focusing on your job. And if we do those two things, take care of the ball, limit penalties, don't beat yourself. And then the second thing, you know, if we can pop some big plays and limit their big plays, then we'll be all right.
There it is, David Boucher, Royal Valley football coach, getting set for a Week 5 matchup at Houlton on Friday. Game you can watch live on MSCSports.net via the Houlton channel. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck Friday. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right, thanks, sir.